The Old Testament reading this morning is the next chapter in Proverbs, chapter 11. Proverbs, chapter 11, the whole chapter. I won't be making any comments on this except to say you'll see a pattern, a couple patterns in this style of poetry, wisdom literature. Solomon makes a statement and then uses the word but and then has a contrasting thing. So we're to be seeing contrasts when you see that word but. In a few places there's the word and so he's just dogpiling more of the same when there's the word and. So pay attention to these grammatical things and it'll help us get more from these proverbs. Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless keeps his way straight, but the wicked falls by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the treacherous are taken captive by their lust. When the wicked dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of wealth perishes too. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and the wicked walks into it instead. With his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. Whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding remains silent. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety. Whoever puts up security for a stranger will surely suffer harm, but he who hates striking hands in pledge is secure. A gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but one who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Whoever is steadfast in righteousness will live, but he who pursues evil will die. Those of crooked heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those of blameless ways are his delight. Be assured, an evil person will not go unpunished, but the offspring of the righteous will be delivered. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, the expectation of the wicked in wrath. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. The people curse him who holds back grain, but a blessing is on the head of him who sells it. Whoever diligently seeks good seeks favor, but evil comes to him who searches for it. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. Whoever troubles his own household will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. If the righteous is repaid on earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? And that's God's reading from the Old Testament this morning. Now, we're going to pray, and so I've jotted down some things I want to include. And one of them I'm going to mention is Carolyn Moore. John Moore's here this morning. This is his mother who suffered a fall not long ago. Was it a week ago? Oh, just a week ago. And she's still recovering. So we'll be praying for her. She's a member of, or they're both members of the Topeka congregation. And I'll be praying about our move and some of our members who are sick. So let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the wisdom that you give us in your word. We have many nuggets of wisdom given us in this chapter of Proverbs. And we thank you that all wisdom comes from you. We have no other place to look, no other source to go to, except you to know wisdom. And yet we confess how little interest we often have in being wise, truly wise. Father, give us grace to hunger for wisdom and to find it as your Holy Spirit sanctifies us by your word. Cause us to find that wisdom in your word and to be helped in our souls as well as just in living life in a sinful world. There's so much here that helps us. Father, you know those who were here Wednesday night sang your praises and thanked you as best we could for your great mercy in providing a path forward for us, for the congregation. We confess we're not worthy of such blessings, and we're not worthy to be still the ones benefiting from your word, but we thank you for answering our prayers that you would not take your word from us. And so we praise and thank you again for providing a place for us to move on April 30th and bring about good for this congregation through that move. Even bring about good to that host congregation, the Southview Christian Church, and bless them for their generosity in taking us in and providing space for us. We praise you for that. And Father, you know the elders and deacons plan to meet with the leadership at that church tomorrow evening. We pray that that meeting would be productive. We pray that our relationship with them would grow warmer and warmer, that you would keep the devil at bay who would love to interfere in Christian fellowship. Father, grant us sweet fellowship as fellow believers with those saints at that church. And bring about your purposes for your great bride, the bride of Christ, whom you are preparing for his return and a great wedding feast at that time. We pray that you would iron out every wrinkle and remove every spot, every imperfection. Add every soul whom you would save to that great bride and grant that she would one day be perfectly beautiful, fully prepared, and fully figured to be the bride of the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ. How can such a bride, composed of sinners, be worthy of Him? And you have the only answer to that. It is by your grace and mercy to us in Christ. So bless us as you have planned to bless us in the sanctifying of our souls and the growing and growing and growing of the bride of Christ, His church. Father, you know that some of our families, some of the members of a few of our families are struggling in their faith, some even denying the faith, denying that there is such a true person as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Father, rescue them from their foolishness and bring them by your cords of love and through your loving discipline. Father, bring them to see that they can do nothing apart from Christ, and that every effort to distance themselves from Christ is only to their harm. Awaken them to their doom, to the doom that awaits anyone who is not united to Christ. Father, rescue them from their wickedness and grant them faith, as only you can do. And where in some of these families there's a member who is not acting like a believer and maybe isn't a believer, Father, bring peace even to such a household and grant that such a one would be won without a word by their loving spouse. And cause us to be diligent in praying for such. And Father, give the session diligence in shepherding and disciplining, confronting, pleading, arguing, and if faced with rejection, Father, give us courage as a session to pronounce your judgments on ones that will not have Christ rule over them. So, give grace to the sheep and the under shepherds, we pray. Father, you know of those among our people who are ill this morning. We pray that you would heal Jeannie and Larry. We pray for Carolyn Moore, a member of another congregation, but still a dear one to us. Father, in your wisdom, you brought about this fall that is broken bones. We pray that you would bring about the healing and mending of those bones and restore her mobility and restore her cognition to its former level and give her the will to work through the pain, do the hard work of physical therapy, and we pray that you would provide at every point, both for her soul and for her mind and for her body, and restore her, we pray. And Father, we ask for peace in our relations with the Southview Church, both with their leadership and with their membership, and enable us to get to know them and to love them as brothers and sisters in Christ, and to have sweet fellowship with them as in the course of time as we get to know them. And give us grace, Father, in that new place with new constraints and maybe fewer creature comforts than we're used to. Give us grace to be humble and thankful for all that you provide us. Father, you know Just before the service, I received a text from Deo that Mary had finally received her visa from South Sudan. So we thank you that the uncertainties about that are over, and now it seems she has to go back to the South Sudanese border again, have her Kenyan passport renewed again because it's a fresh passport. Visa. Her visa renewed for Kenya on her South Sudanese passport requires another trip to the border with the dangers, the expenses, the uncertainties around that. Father, grant her courage and protection, and grant your angels to oversee. Father, strengthen us to worship you. You are a consuming fire. And yet, you call us to draw near, almost as though onto your lap. So give us both courage and a sense of the great privilege we have as sons and daughters of the King to come before you by Christ's blood. We pray it in Jesus' name, amen.